When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, trivia nerds, welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi to everybody.
Hi, kids in the car.
Okay, we're going to have the funnest game of trivia today. We are going to be playing Walt Disney World Trivia.
Oh, big fan. Been there a few times. I think I should do okay today.
We did some live trivia from there, I don't know, a month or so ago. Was it about a month? We were in Epcot. Yeah. We did some fun trivia. It's on our Instagram page if you guys want to check it out. We did some reels, but it's so much fun there. We love it every time we go. We're getting ready to head down again this summer. We just love the food. We love the food, guys.
Listen, I love Epcot the most, if I'm totally honest, but it's just because I like to eat and I can eat in every country.
In every country. Big time eater. It's called culture. Okay. We're going to give a shout out to Katie, Grace, Carolyn, Charlotte, Easton, Coles, Callie, Peyton, Lainey, Phoebe, Eleanor, Stephanie, and Nadini, Harmony Blue. Hi, guys. We also have some birthdays to Olivia, Abby, Isabella, Eddie, and Piper. Guys, happy birthday. Have the best week ever. I hope you have an amazing, be a nice summery weekend. We're officially in the summer.
Tell your parents to take you to the Magic Kingdom.
Nice and affordable birthday present. Coming from Meredith's camp. Okay. All right. Are you ready to play Walt Disney World trivia?
I'm ready.
All right. Magical place on earth. Let's do it. Round one, question one. Meredith, name all four theme parks that make up Walt Disney World.
Now, I feel like this is a trick question because for most of my life, I thought Walt Disney World was the Magic Kingdom.
Most people,
and you
like
had to correct me.
Yes.
So I was like, Walt Disney World is the one in Orlando and Walt Disneyland is the one in California. So I was like super confused. But now I know that Walt Disney World is the Magic Kingdom. It's Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
It's Epcot and it's Disneyland in California.
No, I really thought you were going to get this. It's Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom.
What?
Yeah, that's Walt Disney
What's
World.
Animal Kingdom?
Apparently, I'm taking you there. I'm about to blow your mind.
Is it like a Disney zoo? Like a big...
It's like a zoo, like on like, it's insane. Like, it's like the coolest. They have like a safari with actual like wild animals. All the Avatar stuff is there. It's like bananas awesome. They have roller coasters. It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to go for the rest of this round leading into the next question.
Why is every question about the animal kingdom?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Question two. Which theme park is the largest of the four?
Magic Kingdom.
It's actually Animal Kingdom at over 500 acres, which makes sense because they have a whole safari with like lions roaming around. I mean, I'd want some space. I'm going to be honest with you.
No like one even knows this park exists. I feel as if this is unfair trivia.
Okay, question three. Which park in Walt Disney World features a world showcase representing different countries?
My favorite park, Epcot.
Yes. My favorite place to eat in Epcot, by the way, is either France or Japan. I love both foods.
Okay. I love France and Japan too, but I got to hand it to Mexico because I had a good time in Mexico the last time we were there. And I'm the tacos sure were delicious.
They are really good. I to be honest, I will not love any food from any country there. They know how to do food at Disney. I'm all on board.
Yeah.
Question four, which ride in Magic Kingdom is known as the happiest cruise that ever sailed?
The happiest cruise that ever sailed.
It's a bop, I'm telling you.
Okay, that was a good hint. I think that it's a small world. Okay.
Creepy and delightful every time. Okay, question five. Which princess is the castle dedicated to at Disney World?
The best and most elite princess, Cinderella.
Oh, that's your favorite?
Yeah, she's a classic.
Okay, question three. Easily the five most iconic Disney characters, what group is known as the Fab Five of Disney?
Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck.
Yes.
Goofy.
Yes.
Pluto.
You got it. That's the Fab Five.
That was the only ones I could think of.
You did really good. Apparently branding is strong with that because you hit it out of the park. Okay. Question seven, which park in Disney World is home to the famous Rock and Roller Coaster?
Hollywood Studios.
That's right. Question eight, which attraction at Epcot takes you on a simulated hang gliding adventure around the world?
Okay, I'm glad this came up because it's my all-time favorite ride because it's so low-key, and that is Soarin'.
Yes. I love when you soar through the orange groves and it smells like oranges. Soarin' is the best ride ever. So cool.
I like it when the whale jumps out of the water and you're like, yes, a little scared every time.
Yeah, I love that ride. Okay, question nine. There are 325 animals carved into this humongous tree anchoring Animal Kingdom. What's the tree called?
Maple tree.
It's the tree of life. I really can't wait to take you to this park. You're going to be really impressed. Okay, final question of this round. What character flies from Cinderella's castle every single night?
The character flies? Oh, yeah. Tinkerbell with her little wand. Yeah.
Yep. Can you imagine having that job every night going down a zip line?
No vacations.
No vacation. Just flying around. Good job. You know, pretty fair. Fair first round.
Yeah.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Let's go into round two. Question one. What is the name of the popular dropping thrill ride in Hollywood Studios that takes place in the Twilight Zone?
Well, you can see it from all over because it's so tall. That's the Tower of Terror.
I rode that ride one time. I will never ride that.
I'm not riding it.
I'm so afraid of heights. Guys, there's no way. No way.
I like Soarin'.
Yes. Question two. What is the name of the iconic night show at Hollywood Studios that features incredible stunts, fire, and special effects? It is my favorite night show of all of Disney World, actually.
Fantasia?
Close. Fantasmic. So close. Okay, question three. What is the name of the boat ride in Magic Kingdom that takes you through a swashbuckling adventure with pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is correct. Question four. Which hotel is inspired by the African savanna and offers views of wildlife just roaming freely outside your hotel?
The Animal Kingdom Hotel.
I'm going to give it to you. It's the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
What?
You can go out on your balcony and there's giraffes there.
Oh, man, that sounds magical.
I know.
Have you ever fed a giraffe?
Our local zoo, the Toledo Zoo, does let you feed them lettuce.
They do. And it's so cool.
It's so cool.
Our local zoo, Toledo Zoo, is like nationally known. So if you ever come and visit the Toledo Zoo, that's where me and Brittany live.
Yes. It is a very cool zoo.
Brittany lives in the zoo and I live right outside the zoo.
I do. I stink. All right. Question five. What is the name of the iconic steam-powered riverboat in Magic Kingdom? Plopped right there in the middle.
The iconic steam-powered riverboat in Magic Kingdom. Sometimes I think if I say it back to you, the answer will come. It still didn't come. So I'm going to call it Riverboat Magic.
It is Liberty Bell.
Right.
Liberty Bell. Okay. This Animal Kingdom ride sails you through the mythical world of Pandora.
Pandora's Box.
It is the Navi River Journey. If you've ever seen Avatar or any of those movies, this whole land is like they transformed Animal Kingdom into the real Pandora. It's pretty insane.
Wow.
Okay. Question seven. What is the name of the popular character dining experience in Cinderella's Castle?
Cinderella's Royal Table.
That's right. I have to take you to that so you can dine
I've
with
heard,
Cinderella.
Well, I've actually researched it and I'm like, we should do this. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Okay, question eight. I know you love this place, so I'm confident you'll get it. Hidden inside a temple, name the boat ride in Epcot that takes you on a musically scenic tour through the history and culture of Mexico.
It's so good after a taco and a margarita, and I cannot think of the name because of the margarita. I don't know.
It's technically called the Grand Fiesta Tour, but we always call it the Three Caballeros.
So it's not Mexico's boat ride, because that's what I've just been calling.
That's also sometimes what we call it as well. It's like a very old ride hidden inside the giant temple in Mexico. If you're at Epcot, if you head in there, there's actually a ride, and it's kind of hokey, but it's so much fun and it's a must do.
I think it's fun because especially if it's a hot day, like you can just go in there. It's air conditioned, chill out for a minute. Yeah.
100%. 100%. Okay. Question 9. In which park can you find the thrilling roller coaster Expedition Everest, which takes you on a journey to find a Yeti?
Since I've never heard of this, I'm going to guess Animal Kingdom.
That is correct. Good deduction skills there. Okay. Final question. Which signature attraction in Epcot allows you to travel through time and space and visit different eras of human history? This is the actual name of the big ball, you guys.
That big ball is called Spaceship Earth.
My favorite Epcot ride. That is my chill out ride. Whenever my kids were acting up or it was hot or raining, I'm like, to the ball. And we would all go in there and just chill out for about 15 minutes. I don't know how long that ride is, but I swear it's like the most chill ride ever. Mm-hmm. All right. You did pretty well.
Yeah. It was an okay-ish showing.
Obviously, we have to go to Disney World to remedy this problem. So you come prepared next time.
Yes, I'm going to go with one of the birthday kids to Animal Kingdom.
Perfect. I love it. You could just contact their parents. That would be great. Guys, make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook. We love posting your pictures. Make sure your parents send them over with your name so that we're able to post them. If you want to hear a show or get a shout out or it's your birthday, let us know. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And don't forget to include your name in that review so we know who to give the shout out to. All right. Have a great day, Trivia Nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.